कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी ने और पंखा को श्यामानंद We cannot do so because we have no interest like this. We are somewhat giving our time in our clothing, eating, sleeping and all other. They have no time. They have no time at all to this gift. So we have not so much interest as they have. We cannot eat like Raghunath Das Goswami. We will die in a day or two. Even if you used to do this little task, we can. Always thinking in Krishna Leela. Always. We have no time to see all these things. When we read Pavavali, everywhere, so much Nishtha in Govardhan, in Jamuna, Swarup Goswami, Swarup Damodar, Rarama, Swarup Damodar, all of that, especially in Vrindavan, Radhakund, Brijavasi. He used to do pranam, no? Sasankar. When he, kya wo, pranam ki ajibar, uga.
Prostrated.
But he cannot get up. It was a very big task for him to again uth karke baithna unke liye bada bhari.
Get up.
Because there is no
energy.
Get up and sit and again stand. But he never felt anything difficulty in chanting and all this doing whole day and night. He used to do thousands of sastang pranam. To whom? In Braj Bhakti Vilas. Braj Bhakti Vilas, no?
Braj Vilas, so.
Braj Vilas, so. There are about 180 slokas, more than that.
More than that.
200 or anything. He used to do pranam to all. To all. Satsang. He had no sleep at all. So, day and night he used to do. But he cannot do. I sleep at 8, awake at 5, and again sleep in the daytime at 12, and get up on 3, then I will have to say something, I will have to talk with others in the workplace, and to walk is necessary for my body, laughing and so all day to live. But with, I still know and yet it's already that whole time now. No, a single drop of sleep. Heart is so hard.
We are like that. No. You are not like that. So what to do?
What to do? I want an association. Like this Vaishnavas that my heart also is melted like yours. I told her, this little daughter that don't come, she can reach. But I cannot reach. If I tell them, oh, don't come here. I think that you will also.
Oh, yes. That's for sure.
This is the problem. I am testing that in the associations of your soft heart, my heart should be. Somewhat like this.
Bilap Pushmanjali. Not the sun. Here, in sadhak way, and swarup siddha sadhak, both way he is doing his prarthana, sleeps in Radha Kunda. And there are three stages of sadhak. First, Raganuga sadhak is not like Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak. There is much difference in these stages. Vaidhi Bhakti has, Bhakta has, awake in body, dehatma buddhi, that you are taking in class. Always he remembers whole vishwa, universe. He is my near dear, he is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my mother, and all these things. And always he remembers the sukh and dukh, happiness and unhappiness of this world. Entangled always in this. Sometimes he remembers a chant Krishna name, but all things are there. He is always asakta. Asakta means
attached.
Firmly in this worldly affair. But Raghanuga sadhak is not like so. He has some taste, he has some greed. And if he is in advanced stage, he will step by step leave all these worldly things, and he will have attachment in chanting, remembering, and all other services. Also, if he has any realization of his siddha sarir, then automatically all the pastimes of Krishna with the gopi will come automatically. And if a man has worldly attachment, and he will try and try, but yet not come for hours and hours. His mind will go here and there. But in Raganuga bhajan, if he has some trace of his swarup, and he has some greed, and after all, he has some realization of his siddha sarir, somewhat from Guru, then Lila will come automatically. At that time, there are three stages. One stage is that he is deeply engaged, remembering the pastimes of Krishna by his Swarup, and he has nothing, no knowledge of this world. This body, or residing body, or anything. And this is called Antardasa. Understand? This is Antardasa. But a sadhakji cannot, whether he is Swarup Siddha, but he will cannot live so much time in this Antardasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can live as much as he can. Mean so many hours he can, but for sadhakji, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, but not more than that. So this is antardasa, mean inner. And then ardha bhajya dasa. Ardha bhajya dasa means half that, half that. In the middle. He is not seeing the things as apparent as Raghunath Das Goswami. When he sees all these things, he thinks that I am doing everything and I am in past time. And I am one of them. I am Tulasi or Rati Manjari. At that time he don't know that who am I and what is this all. And when he is in half antardasa, ardha bahya dasa, ardha bahya dasa, not inner and not outer, but outer more, but ardha, half. No inner, not antardasa, bahya dasa, but half. But he is remembering the past time and he knows that I am, who am I? Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is feeling separation, so much separation, and weeping, rolling in the ground. Sometimes so many dabhichari and swastik bhav come. This is ardhavadvita. And when his whole sense of this world comes, then this is bahya dasa. Bahya dasa, he is feeling separation. And he knows fully that I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am rolling and waiting on the side of bank of Raghunath. Sometimes remembrance is going cut off, not fully, as a dhara pravah, as a current. The current discloses what? Obstructed. And he now begins to read so much. Always this is. This is flow. First he sees in inner dasa and feeling, and he is acting like Tulasi Manjari or Rati Manjari. In ardhava bahya dasa he is remembering, but he has no sense of this body somewhat ardhava bahya dasa, so weeping and doing so. And when he comes with bahya dasa, I mean outer, then he feels so much separation, what I have to do. And then he begins to wait and arrive. In Ardha Bhag Yodhasa, he cannot write. He can only do pralap. And in Inner Dasa, no question of writing any. There he is so much bliss, feeling so much happiness to serve Radha in Krishna Deva, or for serving Srimati Radha. So in up to 8th slok, in first he has for Mangala Charanam, when he was prarambha kar rahe the, he was beginning this book, he thought that I should do Mangala Charanam. And when he took his pen, he at once went in Ardhabhagya Dasa, and from Ardhabhagya to Inner Dasa, Antar Dasa he went. And he at once saw a smiling Rupamanjari. And he saw something Aswabhavi. Aswabhavi?
Uncommon.
Not natural. He saw some, so what? Cutting. Some bite he saw. And he began to smile. Rati Manjari or Tulasi Manjari. Saw and at once he remembered anything. What is the number? At first we should know that who can remember? Who are equal stage to Srimati? All the manjaris are about equal mood to Radha. And what Radha has, all moods, up to Madan and Modan. A part of Madan, Modan and everything which is in Radha, all comes in Manjari. Not fully, but something comes in there. And the test Krishna as Srimati Radha. So that about same mood which is essential for Manjari to serve Radha and Krishna. Without this anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna. At once you see that root Manjari, his Siddha Guru, there is no Siddha Guru, but yet there is pride for this. That is Siddha Guru. And Lalita Vishakha are Siddha Guru of all Sakhi. So he thinks that I am newly, new, and they are my Siddha Guru. Life. Because they are in this world, I am telling. So their words of this mundane world comes. We cannot tell all these things in that bhasa, in that language. Anything will come upon our language that is mundane. But yet, we should know that Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. He was praying for Rupa Goswami, but he went in deep and began to see Rupamanjari. Understand? And he saw some cut, sore. He is praying in Parihar, in joke. That is, your husband is not here. And you are so much famous in whole breath that you are just a lady and your husband has gone for 4 or 5 days and he has not returned. But I see that just some hours before or in last night this your income. They are not so old, for 6 and 7. Just it seems newly cut. I think that any parrot, two and parrot, the green bird, but I have seen so much big parrot, white kakatua. They can speak like men.
You have seen?
They are not super. This is green and this little. Parrot has cut it as if it is bimbapal. Then Rukmanjari sat was her and began to smile. And she became so much pleased to this Rati Mandir. So in third floor, Sangarupa Rati Manjari, Prasura Punjo Daya. In this slope he has given some ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessing. This is not bharthan of Rati Manjari or of Natdas Goswami, but blessing from, that is why he is telling Brajendra. Basati sthale vivida vallari sankule samhi varati manjari prasur punjodara daya bilas bhar vishmita pranayi nithala margena jadadda nijanathaya brajasinathita kandaram. So this slok is of Rup Manjari. So he is giving ashirvad, blessing to Rup. So that you can write, and writing will be the best writing. Now the life of bhajan of a sadhu is attachment towards Radha Krishna Ashti Mati Radhika, especially of his bhav, gopi bhav, attachment to Radha and Krishna, especially to Srimati Radhika. And they feeling so much separation in this Vahya Dasa. And that leads them to Ardhabhagya Dasa. And if he is a very good devotee, sadhak, then it will go into inner state, that is antardasa, and he can serve and fill that thing.
What is the difference between antardarsan and antardarsan?
Antardarsan he is remembering, but it becomes more than saksadarsan. And he at that time he feels that I am doing this and do, and I am seeing Radha Krishna, I am doing all this. But it is purti, not real, purti. But it is, it gives so pleasure than what to tell saksadarsan. Like that saksadarsan. But it is only purti. Understand? Purti? No, but it is not imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all these things, that a boy came to me and gave me darshan, and when I wanted to go and touch that boy, he step by step backward. He went backward and then I ran towards him. At once he went here and there and this seems as spurti, but it may be that in spurti Krishna has come and as Srimati Radhika in her Mathur Virah stage, Krishna has gone to Mathura and she is remembering and saw that Krishna. She took hold and embraced Krishna and began to laugh and talk with Krishna. After that, any Sakhi Lalita came, oh, what are you doing? Then, oh, where is Krishna? What a wise thing. This is called as Purti. But it may be that at that time Krishna may have come, then have given darshan. It may be also, but it still, it is Purti. It will be called
this. Is this
Purti,
is this
contact
with
Aparakrita Lila? Aparakrita Lila itself comes.
That is Purti.
That is. And by unnatural way, we do kalpana, imagination only, that this is going on this year. And we are remembering also all these things. Then it is not. So Raghunath Goswami, sometimes in his purti, by remembering, and sometimes he comes in Ardhavajya Dasa, and sometimes in Bahya Dasa. When he is Bahya Dasa, he is beating and feeling separation. Do we feel separation? What to separation of Radha and Krishna and all these? Rupa Manjari, Lalita, Vishakha, Vrindavan, Radha, Krishna. We have no separation but for our Gurudev also. Not so much. We feel some separation for Gurudev. But not so much. We are not hankering for him. Where you are not calling me. So if it be, then Sadhak can, by the grace of his Gurudev, he can remember all those things. And past and still come itself in a way, any sadhana. As if worldly things come automatically in our life. Jab tak ye rahengi, up to these thoughts will remain in our heart. That continuous thinking and coming of that is purti will not come. So, how it will be. We have some faith in Harikatha, faith in chanting, and by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnava, we have a Jhalak Darshan. Jhalak Darshan? Like Narad Sar Narayan. Then we have come. So we should chant, we should read, we should do all these things, always continuous, so that it will come. Then we will realize something, this separation. If our father and mother have palm portion here, nourish that. Very good manner. Or our Gurudev has given that thing that I explained there today. Namasestam manumapi sati putram astra swarupam rupam takyagrajuri purimmathiringo sabatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam प्राप्तो जस्य प्रतिकृतया श्री गुरु तं नतोऽस्मि. इफ गुरुदेव हैज गिवन एनीथिंग दैट क्रीप टुवर्ड्स नाम मंत्र ब्रजवासी रूप सनातन स्वरूप दामोदर चैतन्य महाप्रभु नित्यानंद प्रभु एंड राधा एंड कृष्ण जुगल टू राधा कुंड एंड ग्रीट टुवर्ड्स देम. नाउ वी विल रिमेंबर ऑल दिस गुरुदेव दैट ही हैज गिवन बिकॉज this Raghunath Das Goswami has received this thing from his Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he has taken darshan of Vrindavan, not like us, actually darshan of all these. So he is so much feeling separation for all. So if we have anything for this thing, this is the goal of our life, then we will be better to end if we have behaved. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is telling so much separation for whom? Swarup Goswami, Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Okay? Here in this slok, Tad alok lokan kalahi dansareva mritam janam tad padam padabja militalakha bhesajai devi jivaya tad alokanan kalahi. He was thinking when he was writing to the lotus feet of Radhika, he remembered last slok, Devi Dukhakul Sagarodara Udare Duyamanam Ati Durgatam Janam Tat Kripa Prabala Naukaya Adbhutam Prapaya Sapada Pankajalayam. When he was going that he is in the shape of Rati Manjari. And Krishna was sitting with all gopis. All gopis here mane Radha, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra and all of the company. Swapaksha were there. Not Chandravali and others. And at that time she was saying that Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika way. Swadhin Bhartrika means controlling Krishna. Krishna has prayed to these gopis, these manjari, that I want to meet Srimati Radhika. She is unhappy to me today and she has done much, so I want to meet. Rati Mandari told Krishna, you should wait here outside. I am going in Kunja and I will beg permission to her. And then I will come, and if she orders, then I will take you to that kunja to meet Srimati Radhika. Krishna did so much for Kakuminti prayer that fell so much for me. Otherwise, I will die if I am not going. I am not going. She saw the Mahima of Srimati Radhika. Mahima means glory. Glory of Radhika. Oh, Krishna doing so. So he is smiling. He was smiling and went to that place in Kunj, where Lalita, Vishakha and all were gathered. They were telling that you should not do man's vow. Either Krishna will go to others, Ishan Ravli and others. You should not do man like this. Lalita was offending this. She was telling that, no, you should not. Vishakha was telling that. And Lalita was, oh, don't give this man.
Don't give up the man.
Give up the man. You should be out. Otherwise, he will be free and he will not come to you. So be like so. In the same time she came, Tulasi Manjari, that is Rati Manjari came. And she told that outside Krishna is waiting for your order. And he is doing so much prayer to meet you. So what should I do? After some discussion, Srimati Radhika or Lalita told that you should bring him, go. Krishna came, smiling and something, lajja, with pride. He came, his pitambar was hanging on his knees and taking the two ends in her hand, in his hand. What is the meaning?
Begging.
Begging. Gopi told that. She sat on the red lotus feet there of Radhika. Radhika was sitting on a higher place. And all gopis there sitting some lower place. Krishna sat here. Then Krishna began to pray. All right, you should paint my altar. Krishna began so much happy. All were seeing this stuff. Krishna took a golden silica or any more pankha, stick of silica, and very gently and smoothly he was taking red color and washed it. But Krishna, when he was painting, Krishna could not take him. His hand became trembling. Then it went some zigzag. Radhika began to smile. And seeing her smiling, all satis there began to smile. Srimati Radhika told all new center, new center, ball center. Ball center? Baby center. Ball center. You don't know how to paint? For a long time, you have seen it here, there, keeping it here, keeping it here, and painting, but if your hands are trembling so much, you cannot paint. Krishna told me, I will so paint, so beautifully I will paint, that even Chitra, Vishakha and Lalita and Sungavidya, who are the master of art, all art, there will be so much let us see, I am doing. But his hands were trembling. Srimati Radhika told that you cannot do my bal center, new center. Oh, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, come on. He will not do. You see. Then he took that cup and from Krishna hands. Krishna was sitting and he was singing towards Tulasi. Radhika was also singing towards Tulasi. All the sakis were singing towards Tulasi. In the meantime, when he was his hands were ready to catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Radhika here and will begin, but as he saw that nothing is there. But then, in this Krishna, that is very Sri Radhika, very Krishna. I am seeing only this. O Radhike, he began to cry. Indeed, very, very good thing was there. Srimati Radhika was ordering him to spend. And I was thinking that I am so much lucky and so much sobhagyavan. I was thinking I am the most dear thinkery of Srimati Radhika. And thinkery Radhika was so pleasantly ordering me to do this. And saying, I used my apne haath ko badhaya. I
put up my hand. When I put up my hand,
I
put up
my hand. And began to hold. So the avalokanam kalahi. I was seeing you ordering me and so pleasing. And all sakhis are there. And now I am seeing. I am alone on the bank of this Ganga and rolling on the kund on in depth of earth. And none is here to control me. Not Rupa Goswami, no Sanatana Goswami. They are my everything, but they are there. Heart to weep, and begin to weep the best. Tadavalokan kalahi, kala ahi, kala ahi. And this kala means time. This time means viraha, separation time, has bite me as a very black snake. And I am that and I am realizing that poison is going in me and whole body is my going to be dead. So I am mrita, like mrita. Mrita means sir?
Dead.
I am dead. Dead body cannot tell anything. But he is telling that I am dead in your viraha, in separation. So certainly I am dead. But if a mantra be the, those who know mantra, and if at that time they come and they do anything by their mantra, that man can be saved. And I have seen this. Once a snake bites to my mother in rainy season, and she dead. So much white things coming. And all persons gathered of my village. At that time I was very small boy. Only remember very little. And my grandfather and mother relation, she was a brahmachari in the age of 80, very reddish face, and so young, life long, in 80 years. And all persons took my mother on a cart, horse, and they run away to 5-2 miles from there, or village. And it was about 10 in night. At that time he was